Well, let's take a deeper look now at that news today about health care coverage. The Obama administration reporting that the number of people signing up for coverage in the month of January exceeded expectations for the first time since the launch of the website healthcare.gov. There are still problems. The overall number of people expected to sign up for health care is still about 1 million less than expected. Julie Rovner, NPR's health policy correspondent, has been taking a look at this from outside a very snowy Washington. By the way, Julie, how much snow do you have?
Well, I have a 12-inch corgi, and it's about 1.5 corgis deep outside my house.
That is a lot of snow. First of all, get the corgi out of the snow. But that's
she's in the house.
That's a lot for that area. Okay, well, we're assuming Washington's going to be pretty locked up for a while. But people talking about these January numbers, tell us more about them.
Well, we now know there's just shy of 3.3 million people signed up total for these private health plans. There were 1.14 million people who signed up in January. As you mentioned, that beat the projection of just over 1 million. That was the first time that month that had happened. But also, the CBO has just lowered its projection of how many people will sign up total to about 6 million, down from about 7 million. So they've scaled back the expectations, given the fact that it got off to such a slow start. They're expecting that the total through the end of March, when this closes, will be not quite as big as everybody expected.
Well, and critics are jumping on that. But how are analysts parsing this idea that January was such a big month? Certainly the whole system isn't out of the woods, but what's the thinking?
Well, I think a lot of those people were left over from December. December was a really big month. A lot of people wanted their health policies to start January 1st. That was the first time they could start. So there was this huge surge at the end. Remember, they had to extend those deadlines twice. One thing the administration was very happy to see was a pickup in the number and percentage of young adults. They grew by 65% in January compared to 55% for everybody else. So the administration is quite pleased to see that.
Research showed that they needed about 40% of young, healthier people to sign up to help make the health plans work and offset the people who are very sick.
Well, actually, there's now a line of thinking that you don't necessarily need that many young people. What you really need are healthy people. If you get a whole lot of young and sick people, that would be a problem. What they really want is a balance of healthy and sick people in those risk pools. Again, there's a lot of outreach to young people, but there's a lot of analysts saying that what they'd really like are healthy older people because they pay higher premiums. So, yes, they're looking very closely at those young people, a lot of outreach to those young people, but what they really want are healthy people to offset the sick people, so not necessarily young people in general.
Interesting. Well, the report released by the Department of Health and Human Services says that January is also the first time that no serious computer problems hampered the signups. So the internet access may be working better, but what impact are the early glitches still having?
As we mentioned, I think it's just really on the total that we're going to see by the end of March. And, of course, we also know that while the federal website, which is for 36 states, is working much better, there's still a couple of states that are lagging. Oregon, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota. There's really a few states where they're still having a lot of trouble with their computer systems. In some cases, they're still having to do things on paper. But in general, it's working quite a bit better. And as we mentioned, on the federal website, it's working a whole lot better.
Well, but we understand, too, that signups are one thing, but we can't tell from this data if the people who've signed up have actually paid a premium and so actually have coverage. If these people, for instance, may have signed up, paid, but we're hearing anecdotes here in Massachusetts of people who have done that and then not gotten their card. So their doctor isn't accepting their insurance yet. So the signup number, if it isn't the end of the story.
That's right. The sign-up number is not the end of the story. We've been asking the administration, and they still can't tell us the number of people who've signed up who have not gone on to pay those premiums. Indications are it's not hugely high, that the number of people that sign up and don't go on to pay the premiums. And there are some glitches still about people who've signed up and tried to pay those premiums and haven't been able to, or who have gone ahead and paid those premiums and haven't gotten their cards yet. So not all of the kinks have been worked out.
Just ask you a question while we have you. A sidebar story. The Social Security computers are down this weekend for maintenance. What impact will that have on people?
Yeah, you know, you have to sign up by the 15th of every month in order to get coverage that begins the 1st of the next month. So this weekend, this Saturday, it's February 15th. You would have to sign up by this Saturday in order to get coverage that begins March 1st. Well, the Social Security computers are going down for maintenance. If you want to get your coverage to begin March 1st, you may have trouble doing that because the Social Security computers are needed to verify your identity. So you really need to be aware of that. If you're trying to get coverage that begins March 1st, you need to do it before Saturday. Otherwise, you're going to run into a problem with the Social Security computer's maintenance.
This could be a lovely way to spend your Valentine's Day with a loved one.
That's right. Sign up for health insurance.
Julie Rovner, NPR's health policy correspondent there in Washington, D.C. Julie, thanks so much.
Sure.
So how about you? Have you paid maybe but not received your paperwork, or maybe signed up but not yet paid your premiums? Let us know where you stand with healthcare coverage at hereandnow.org.